Our last presentation is Title IX Investigations, Getting It Right. We will. This will be a 45-minute presentation, and then we'll adjourn at 4 o'clock. So just a little bit more to go. We have two excellent speakers for this presentation. Scott Cummings is our first presenter. He is became associated with the Grapevine Law Firm of Adams, Lynch, and Lofton in April 2013. He is a graduate of the University of Texas School of Law and has been licensed to practice since 1995. He has extensive experience as an investigator, having performed independent investigations for school districts, municipalities, colleges, and private schools. He is the former dean of instruction at the International College of the Cayman Islands, which is a U.S. accredited institution, where he oversaw the undergraduate faculty and went through two accreditation cycles. I don't think I would have ever left that place. It sounds wonderful. And then we also have Richard Hill. He is a shareholder of the Grapevine Law Firm of Adams, Lynch, and Lofton also, and he has been a member of the law firm since 2004. Prior to that, he practiced solo for 16 years and has a very extensive history and experience representing clients in public education, and that's set forth in the bio in more detail. Mr. Hill holds an AV preeminent rating, which is the highest possible rating from the Martindale-Hubbell, for both legal ability and ethical standards. Mr. Hill is a sustaining life fellow of the Texas Bar Foundation and a fellow of the Tarrant County Bar Foundation. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I'll start with a recognition that we are all that stands between you and alcohol at 4 o'clock. So we'll try and move this along. The other question in response to what was just said about why did I leave? I had a midlife crisis. I ran off to the Cayman Islands. In my defense, it was with my wife, who is still my wife, and with whom I have two kids. It was a wonderful experience, but it also means that a lot of what I've looked at is often from the post-secondary side. And when it comes to Title IX, it's important to note the distinction between what they're doing at the college level and what's happening now with schools. And you got a fantastic presentation earlier today on Title IX and how that wave is starting to come. It's already really there at the secondary level, but it's coming in a much bigger way as we move forward. And I think you're going to start seeing a lot more Title IX investigations, a lot more Title IX stuff at the secondary level that a lot of districts, unfortunately, are not prepared to handle. Some of the investigations that Rick and I have been doing have actually not been Title IX investigations. They are investigations of the investigations because the district has gotten into trouble for not doing it right. And a lot of what we're going to be talking about here in this presentation are things that we have seen that unfortunately led to mistakes by the Title IX coordinators, by the districts, and by the Title IX investigators. So while this is not exhaustive and there's a ton of stuff out there that I would implore you to look for, we're going to hit at least some of those things for you. Let me start with a hypothetical scenario that is based on a couple of different cases that we looked at. I want you to assume with me we've got a high school softball team with a male coach. There are several players who are telling their teachers that they feel uncomfortable about how the coach is looking at them. He's asking them questions after practice about their boyfriends. Some of these complaints get to a school counselor who reports them to the school principal. The principal then reports this to an assistant superintendent who oversees student affairs and happens to also be the Title IX coordinator for students. We actually see this at a lot of districts. And unfortunately for this fact scenario, also happens to be personal friends with the softball coach. Well, the assistant superintendent designates the HR director to go to campus to investigate. By the time, I got you.
Which one is it? There we go.
By the time the HR director gets to campus, he learns that one of the girls on the team has made an outcry of being touched by the coach to a counselor. To add a little more facts to this, it's an inappropriate touching while teaching her to bat. He has reached around and helped her bat, and in doing so, has inappropriately touched her. A report is being made to CPS by the counselor, comes up during that meeting. The coach is put on administrative leave, and the HR director's investigation commences. At this point, now we've written no formal Title IX complaint has been filed, and by that we mean there's no written Title IX complaint, no Form has been submitted, no email, nothing in writing that would meet that definition. But there's an important point you're going to learn here in a few minutes of why that doesn't mean what a lot of people seem to think it means.